Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Dolphins, who will be in Detroit for their first of two joint practices with the Lions. The teams will then meet on Saturday for preseason game number two. And of the Marlins, who fell to Cleveland 4-3, game two of the three-game series is tonight, with the first pitch at 6:40. From Progressive Field. And Joe, before we get back to all this Dolphin stuff, let people know our training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
That career in a year sounds a lot better than having a kid that's going to college, you forced him to go, and he didn't want to go. You always get a kick out of that. So I went through this with a friend of mine, and he's like, no, everybody's got to graduate in the family, and he's a successful guy. I said, listen, man, every kid's different, and get him in a specialty, to get him to find something he likes to do. He doesn't want to go to school, man. Take all those classes. He's not interested. He's going to go up there and he's just going to drink, smoke a little pot, and hang out. And then you're mad. Like, and then you're, what are you going to do? Get him in one of the, get him there, man. Got this thing all set up. Call him. Get going today, man. 1 year. And you're rolling. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on. Travis Hunter playing every friggin' down is nuts. It's got disaster and it, somebody's going to have to explain that to the owner. Sounds good.
I feel bad for him.
By the way, the fact that you're such a unique athlete that you can do it, he deserved to win the Heisman. Everything that he does, his numbers on both sides of the football last year at Colorado were unbelievable. But you cannot – we got guys that play one way, can't stay healthy. Most guys all year can't play 17 games. And now you're going, well, he's one of our best wide receivers. He is the best cornerback.
Did Pete say 100 snaps? What did he say? Is that what he
said? I said.
You said 100?
I said, you're talking about a guy playing 100 snaps? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow, Pete. Well, Pete's talking to the head coach. I saw, you know, in the interview he was doing with all those guys up there, and he's worked up in that Jacksonville market for a long time. But
by the way, that'd be rough on the kid if they actually allowed him to do that.
Well, he wants to.
Whether he wants to or not.
Like, great for marketing. Can you imagine the money he's going to make?
Now you're about selling jerseys?
No, but remember what Deion did? Nike had the plane and was flying him back and forth between the Braves and the Falcons. And they brought him down here. We played the Falcons one weekend in the middle of the playoffs. I might have been the World Series. And Dion was doing both. And I thought at that time, I mean, Dion's already one of the greatest athletes to ever play because he was a good baseball player. He was a great football player. Probably the best cover corner in the history of the National Football League because of his great speed.
Yeah.
Well, phenomenal.
That's why his son is getting a lot of coverage right now.
Well, I don't hate on the kid, man. And I know a lot of people feel they have to defend the kid, and others like to rip the kid because they, you know,
if you want to rip someone, rip the Browns. What a joke of an organization. Don't they still have him fourth on the depth chart, and they said they might keep four quarterbacks?
Oh, man. Well,
what the hell is going on there?
Well, they can put one on practice squad. He might disappear, though. Somebody likes one of your drafted guys.
If they put him on the practice squad, I'd have to imagine he gets scooped up really quickly, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of teams I'm guessing he could.
I think all their quarterbacks, whichever. So I think whichever guy, if they decide to keep three and put one on the practice squad, he's gone.
I'd be outraged.
Somebody's going to put him.
Pickett. I mean, he sucks.
I don't think he's very good. He's now a lifetime backup. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's terrible. Like, why would you even keep a guy like that on the roster?
He got some experience. No,
whatever, man. He's won a few games.
Yeah, but everybody likes experience, Woody. Nobody really wants to play a rookie quarterback unless he's a franchise number one quarterback. Nobody really wants to play that guy right away. Now, if he ends up being really good, and it has happened, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, you know, we can go through the guys who are third and sixth round picks, but everybody likes – it's comfortable, right? Look at all the backup quarterbacks. Look at all these guys have been basically – they've had their starts because of injury, but that's it. And they're former – look at all the guys that are former first-round picks that are now backups. Look at the list. Jameis Winston and Mark, right?
Yeah.
Guy behind him, Mariota?
Yeah.
Same deal.
I don't even know where he's at now.
I do. Washington, backup.
Okay.
Daniels, backup. So, this thing will be interesting. So anyway, we're going to have for you tomorrow. So, you know, Dolphins are practicing this morning with the Lions. So I have joint practices today and tomorrow. And so we'll have somebody come on tomorrow. Probably Goldie will join us in the morning. We'll talk to Gold a little bit about it as he gets set and doing play-by-play for CBS, he and Bo.
So give coverage. Us you're writing for the paper today. Well, what are we going to see out there today? Is the headline going to be how the Dolphins just got manhandled by the Lions? How we're soft and they're the roughest.
No. I think they hold. I think we're going to have a real motivated team because this is the bully team. Kind of their image is kind of the bully team of.
To be quite honest, I don't think so. Right.
The Lions,
they put up a ton of points. They're kind of an offensive team. Remember, they're in all those shootouts. The defense kind of sucks.
Well, it was good for a while till guys started going down two at a time.
They put up a ton of points. You know what they're known for, Joe? They're known for like when they're up by three touchdowns.
They want a five.
And then they run a trick play and have their like offensive lineman throw a touchdown. Oh,
Dan Campbell loves to run it up. Yeah, he runs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is not worried about a coach coming over and shaking his hand going, hey, what you did was wrong.
Oh, but he runs it up dirty, though. Like, he run trick plays on you. Remember he broke out that crazy play that they had?
Was that against Dallas?
It was like a fake something or other, and they were up huge already. And he's like, let's really bury these guys.
They got great skill position. We were talking earlier, if you're not familiar with that team. They got St. Brown and Williams, a wide receiver, kid out of Alabama. He came in with like his knee was blown out or something. Now he's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Sam Laporta, really Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery. 1-2 punch at running back, which, by the way, had 32 touchdowns last year. And Laporta had 7 touchdowns. So pretty good
group.
2
fantasy relevant running backs on one team. How about that?
Yeah, Montgomery coming back. Yeah, they try to. So Jahmyr got more work at the end of the year because Montgomery had an MCL injury. Yeah.
Montgomery vultures a lot of those touchdowns, though. He comes in and steals them.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Good for your team. Good for your team. But
yeah, in real life, yeah.
So anyway, my take is the Dolphins will
hold their own, is what you're saying.
I think physically we will not be hearing about, well, it's going to be a topic, no one way or the other. Like last week, it was the Dolphin defense dominated their offense, and their defense kicked our offense's butt, too. Yeah. Remember Tua threw all the interceptions and worst practice they've seen him have, and they were getting after it. And
do you believe the offense is still the weak link on this team? Because that's clearly what it was at the end of last year. Are we rolling over here with the offense being the weaker of the two units? And I know the secondary is a major problem, but.
So, Woody, here's how I'm going to answer. So, I think the defensive line is in a lot better shape than the offensive line and depth. Yeah, as starters and depth.
Well, the defensive line is the best unit on the team. Right.
I am still a little concerned, maybe more than a little, with the depth on the offensive line and the cornerback position, because you just can't you can't get there every play. There's going to be plays where you drop in zone and you don't get there, and the zone coverage is just got to be better than we saw in that first preseason game, and it will. The more they play together, the better it will be. So those areas are holding me back. But you know, again, we go through this offensive line and we go through the defense and the cornerbacks. Tua needs to stay healthy 17 games. First preseason game. Now I understand if both those quarterbacks, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, play with the number ones and they're playing with the best offensive line and have a lot more opportunity to have success with the guys they're playing with. But we need to see Tua play a full season. That'd be number one, right? At the end, after you do this and finally you just stop and go, wait a minute. Tua needs to stay healthy 17 games. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, and some of you aren't, that he's going to be fine if he can just play.
It's just the talk around 17 games is comical, right? Like, oh, he's gonna do this and he's gonna be smart and all this. Like, come on, man,
you're gonna get
hit. About just being smart. Like,
Woody, nobody gets a hall pass once you're out there 11 on 11. Everybody's gonna get hit. And I gotta tell you, he's gonna take a shot to the head, whether it's a knee, helmet to helmet, a hand, an arm, a body falling on his head, falling backwards after you throw the ball. That's going to happen. Guy's going to be in your face. You got to make the throw. You stand in there tough, and the guy's coming right at you, and you kind of throw it, and then you, like, hope to protect yourself. It's just going to happen. Nobody's going through 17 games of quarterback and have a clean uniform.
Yeah.
All right, Woody.
I'm with you. You want to go to break on this one, Joe? This guy says abysmal pocket presence, glacial release with a big arm. Zach Wilson is Tannehill's long-lost brother.
Yeah, he's got to clean some things up.
He's got a good arm. I guess Tanny had a good arm too, though, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. I used to debate everybody on that.
Oh, that was exhausting. And then they overthrow Mike Wallace. Wasn't that his thing?
Yes, yeah. He did. They couldn't get on the same page, and then they were going, well, we didn't work together, and it was your fault, and it was your fault, and you didn't take me on your nice boat. And
he's too fast. The guy's arm's too strong. That was a good era of Dolphins football.
All right, Woody. Hey,
whatever happened to that guy? Tannehill, he's still in town, right? Looking for a job, I guess.
No, Tanny's not looking for a job. From what I understand,
he's done.
He's had people call him, and the Tanny man wants to be left alone with this. He truly does not want to be.
He's got to have, what, $100 million in the bank?
Oh, at least. Jeez. Tanny man looked at everything, probably got good investments with some real sharp guy from Texas, and Tanny man's doing, but he just wants to be left alone. Truly, and it's nothing wrong with it. He wants to stay away from the Joe Roses of the world. Like, just leave me alone. If you want to say hello when you walk by, go ahead. But just, I got my own little friends club there, and I don't want to do any media stuff. I don't think he misses this one bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Sports lives.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Appreciate you being with us here on not only 560 WQM, but 104.3 WQAM. Got to get used to saying it because I still can't believe it. We went from a real small signal, to put it nicely, to a big boy signal that goes from Key West all the way up north of Jupiter. I feel like I'm back in the PGA world up there where all those guys are. Grease lives up there. Joe Namath, man, we're in everybody's backyard right now. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Woody, give me a couple of angry texts today, including give me one of those that I'm a homer and I won't tell the truth or something. Go ahead.
This guy says, Company Joe there is delusional. The Dolphins will be beast slapped. There you go. Not saying any more questionable words here.
Wait a sec. Beast slapped in the practices?
I don't know.
Or does that mean this year? Or what's
overall,
that? Mean?
I don't know. But he did call you Company Joe, so I want to throw that in there.
I like that.
I do too. I actually do too as well.
I know you do.
To a place 17, Finns win 8. Then what, Joe?
So what's that again?
He said to a place 17, Finns win 8.
Then we got another problem. Yes.
I would say so.
Yeah. By the way,
who knows?
8 and 9 ain't going to cut it. Back to back 8 and 9s. And I know a lot of you say Stephen Ross won't make changes. We have another 8 and 9. I'd bet paychecks, mine with yours, that there's going to be a change.
Everyone's weighing in here saying they take Hurts and Goff over Tua. And like, that wasn't why we were discussing it, but yes, those guys are both better.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. Healthier and better. Yes.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we did get the James Cook news earlier today. So if
yeah, man, I've
seen that.
A homegrown guy down here, Miami Central, Dalvin Cook's little brother. He no longer Dalvin Cook's little brother, by the way. Boy, he has had a hell of a career. He a number one back. I didn't even know if he'd ever be a number one back, and he's been a damn good one. Excuse me. He can catch the ball as well. Catches it. Makes a lot of plays, had great games, and he was the final piece to get that Buffalo thing back. So that's not good news for the Dolphins.
This one made me laugh here with Bo coming up. Said instead of 8 Mile in Bo's hometown, he has 8 Inch Road.
You're laughing?
I did laugh at that, yes.
Okay.
Imagine how joint practice would be between the Detroit Lions and Miami Dolphins if John Gruden were coaching the Dolphins. There you go.
What would John Gruden do?
I have no idea.
Do you think John Gruden would be a good move?
Coming back. So this is going to be an interesting one.
Somebody still got to hire him.
I know, but if the Dolphins have a vacancy.
What? You want John? Because
I'm not doing
that,
this today. I don't want to do this.
Wait
today,
a sec. Actually. You no, want no, no, John no, no, Gruden no. to be the next coach?
I don't want to do this today. It's not the day for it. But I mean, he's good, no?
Wait, he had a good group in Tampa. He won.
It's not the day for it. Just forget it. Forget yeah. I brought that up.
Yeah.
All right.
I like John. By the way, I spent time with the Corona yeah. family doing stuff with John Gruden. He was great. He was fun. He wants to coach, but he still needs, you know, that good old boy network, the billionaire club.
Well, they're going to hear his case, I guess. His case is moving forward here. So
what are they going to say? They're going to let him. What's it? He can't be an assistant coach, or he can?
I have no idea. Well, he's got his case coming up here, so maybe he'll win his case. And then,
well, then 20 teams are going to call around. Him. Maybe.
I guess a lot of teams would be interested. You don't think so?
I don't know. Didn't look great in with the Raiders.
Well, that was a weird situation, though.
Well, of course. You can put any spin you want on it, of course.
You got it.
Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Kim Bocamper is going to join us here. Hey, and to all Dolphin fans out there, man, I get the frustration. I do. I get all the frustration, and you don't have a lot of confidence in this thing, but it's getting ready to start up, and let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens, and I promise you, if it goes south quickly, I'll be the first one with you. The first one. And there is some, there's some red alerts out there right now. There is a little concern out there at certain positions and the situation we're in right now. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you what's really good. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, man, the SUV family is on fire. And we want to let you know when it comes to the all new Equinox, it has got convenient driver tech, got eye catching exterior. And it's got all the space for you and your family and friends you'll ever need. The electric Equinox is on fire right now. Again, midsize SUV. But, boy, I'll tell you what, wait until you see the space. That's kind of the theme of your South Florida Chevy dealers. From a 2025 Traverse right over to the all-new Equinox and down to up to the big Tahoes and Suburbans, you can't go wrong. And I leave you with this one because it is our number one seller, the Silverado truck. Strong, durable. Legendary Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom made a truck absolutely perfect for your needs and your lifestyle. We got it all. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Fall in love today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.